All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, continuing with the theme, with the start of the college football season here, I'm talking about different awards for different positions. And today I'm going to be talking about the candidates for the Bednarik Award as far as the top defensive players in the country. Leading that list, Houston junior defensive tackle Ed Oliver at 6'3", 291 pounds. This guy is a menace. He comes into this season as the reigning American Athletic Conference Defensive Player of the Year, along with being the reigning Outland Trophy Award winner as the nation's top interior lineman. And the best way to sum up what Oliver can do on the field, he is a disruptor, while he also makes everyone around him on the defense better. Another guy to look at is Ohio State defensive end Nick Bosa. I mean, this guy has phenomenal ability, but he doesn't take it for granted as he plays with a very high motor. More than likely, you are talking about the Big Ten Conference's Defensive Player of the Year and probably a first-round pick in next year's NFL draft. Clemson senior outside linebacker Kendall Joseph is one of the finest linebackers in the nation, and he plays fast and versatile. Clemson more than likely will have a top 10 defense this year, and they more than likely will be in the mix for the college football playoff once again. So Kendall Joseph will definitely get plenty of attention nationally. Miami junior middle linebacker Shaq Quarterman, who will be in the mix to be the ACC Defensive Player of the Year. He comes in at 6'1", 240 pounds, and he is a true gem at the middle linebacker position. And more importantly, he is the leader of the Canes defense. Now, you have a pair of inside linebackers from Wisconsin, Ryan Conley and TJ Edwards. Both of these guys, this won't be the only award that they'll be in the mix for, and both of these guys have solid pro futures ahead of them due to their smarts and their respective ability to get to the ball carrier. Fresno State junior middle linebacker Jeffrey Allison will be overlooked because he plays in the Mountain West Conference, but this guy can get it done at 6 feet, 250 pounds. He plays with a high motor, and he motivates the people around him to make themselves better. LSU outside linebacker Devin White comes in at 6'1", 255 pounds. And this is Mr. Versatility right here. I don't see LSU winning the SEC, but that will not stop White from being an All-American this year. Staying with LSU, his defensive teammate, Greedy Williams, a sophomore cornerback at 6'2", 275 pounds. He is one of the best corners in the nation, and you got to be good with a nickname like Greedy. Has great makeup speed, while he will make quarterbacks think twice in regards to trying him. However, if he's dormant this year, that might scare off some voters for him. And finally, one more player in the SEC. I'm talking about Montez Sweat, the senior defensive end out of Mississippi State. He comes in at 6'6", 241 pounds, and he's arguably the best defensive end in college football. He will never stop coming in regards to his pursuit of the quarterback, and I guarantee you he will be a household name by the end of the year. So these are my favorites to win the Bednarik Award for the upcoming season as the nation's top college football player on defense. And I want to take this time out to thank you all for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, Please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.